As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning into this clip of South Philly Sauce. You can catch us twice a week in the NHL regular season on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly seems like it's going to be Rick Tocchet's decision of getting to choose where to go. Just looking at it from a big picture view, I could see it being a hard decision between the Rangers and the Flyers. And I think as a whole, for a fan base and for the pristine and everything, I would think you would probably narrow it down to those two. But that would be a hard decision, especially if you just look at it realistically. The Rangers, at least their roster, is in a bit better place than the Flyers right now.
Yeah, you look at that. And, you know, ironically, what might play into this is Torts, who I thought would, like, maybe this would be his last rodeo. I'm like, maybe it won't, because if that Rangers situation comes up, you know, one of the big markets comes up, God knows, Anaheim. Not Anaheim. I can't even imagine with Cutter Goat. That would be the one I'd say, nah, you know what? that ain't happening. But I mean, you can certainly see one of the big markets here, in the East, that would happen. We'll see what else goes on. But it's I guess Pittsburgh, the other option that a lot of people really thought was, okay, maybe Mike Sullivan. But it certainly sounds like, certainly at the early signs are, they're not going to make that coaching change in Pittsburgh. So we'll see what happens. There's a lot on the plate here in Philadelphia, and that would certainly be tops, in addition to the assistant coaches. I mean, I think you have to make some changes there. I think that's at what
you're talking about, Rocky.
I would think you're gonna that you know, he'll end up somewhere else. But I would think that that would be in the cards. But I would think even beyond that, I think maybe just to change things to get, say, a new look at things. But no matter what, I mean, you always come back to, was there a skill level to do certain things? And they have to upgrade that skill level to do certain things. But I would be beyond stunned if it's like run it back with the same people behind the bench.
No, I think you want to talk about giving fans a reason to stay. And you hate to be a scapegoat. We're never calling for people's jobs. This is a very tough business. And the skill level was not there to have a successful power play. But that's why, two things. One, I don't think Rocky Thompson can continue to run your power play, because the fans are, they're just going to go nuts. They're already going nuts. And if you run that back and say, you know what, this was good enough, we're going to keep the same skill level, we're going to keep the same coach, but it's going to be different. Like, you just can't get that message. Yeah.
No, it's always dangerous to listen to whatever faction of it. But I mean, the numbers, more than the fans, just the raw numbers are just, didn't seem to get any better. And, you know, full marks for trying everything. I mean, and God, how many different variations did they come up with to try to get something going? And they just they need some. What they need is something that makes, that unlocks Michkov on it, on how they're going to play it with him. And, you know, you don't want to give a player that much input, but I would certainly, if I'm not even talking to him, just when you watch tape, it's like, what kind what do we need to do to maximize this guy on the power play? I think that's what they have to go find at this point.
Yeah, and I think with Danny Breer, he was honest about what he was trying to look for, what he was trying to find. And it just, when you look at this summer and really it not being that long, a couple of months, having to find the right guy, the right coach, figuring out this goaltending situation. And I think, for example, I was talking to Kevin Kurz the other day. He's of the opinion, and I agree, that Sam Harrison most likely is your 1B, and Kolesov and Fedotov most likely aren't coming back. Well, if you look at it that way, you have a lot to figure out. It seems like you need to find a goaltender that bridges the gap until your prospects are ready to go. And when I think of that, I think, okay, maybe they do need to find an older presence to give Sam Harrison the fairness to do this the right way and not risk bringing your prospects up too early when they're not ready, because I don't think Fedotov and Kolesov are ready to play this season.
No, and you want a veteran guy. And not to say that Harrison during the season might overtake. Yeah, that'd be the ideal. But no, you want a veteran guy like a Reimer that, you know, we saw in Buffalo, somebody that's been there, a steady pro to come in and be there with the Flyers. That's the bridge kind of ideal situation. Then see what another Russian prospect that they have in goal. And, you know, we mentioned this previously, like, I don't know what's going to happen in this Carter Hart trial. I have no idea. Which started ironically Tuesday in Ontario. God knows how that all works out, what the final result of that is. But I think that'd be a real wild card in this. And I think they're going to have to go find that veteran goalie to get him through. And then you saw what happened. Sometimes a guy like Harrison, you know, he starts the season number two and then plays better and better and kind of he reacts to that competition. And by the end of the year, who knows? Maybe he's a number one.
Yeah, I think a lot of fans, rightfully so, are confused about the Carter Hart situation and what's going on with that. We are just as confused as everyone that it has taken a very long time. But at least from our understanding, if Carter Hart were to be innocent, from what I at least understand, he becomes an unrestricted free agent where anyone can pick him up, right, Al, including
The players are, you know, nobody's got a contract. They're all just sign them. In that situation. So, you know, I don't want to get ahead of it, but that would be the situation on what goes on with them and who's available. It's going to be I don't even know how long that's going to take, but I know it's five separate cases basically. So it's going to take a very, very long time.
Yes. I don't think Flyers fans should hold their breath on that situation and seeing what happens with the goaltending. But as a whole, there's a lot to figure out with this Flyers team this offseason, a lot for Danny Breer to do. He will be taking probably no long vacations, no Bahamas trips, because the man, he is booked and busy this summer.
Yeah, he's going to be booked and busy and a lot of eyes on him. And not to mention, you know, we'll be doing stuff, a huge draft, just a huge draft where they could make moves. I mean, this is going to be a really, really interesting draft. You know, because the first place you got the lottery, they're in pretty good shape. Who knows? Maybe they win the whole thing. God knows. But they got a lot of picks and a lot of potential to move around in this draft for either players or positioning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.